This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I got to tell you, Juanita Broderick is a funny lady. I was supposed to interview her. We haven't set it up yet. She's a funny lady. She tweeted, apparently the only secure document in D.C. is Jeffrey Epstein's client list. I love that. That is so true. You can get a hold of practically anything else, well, except you can't even talk about the Bidens because you can get a hold of their stuff. They just don't do anything about it. But nobody seems to have that Jeffrey Epstein client list. Did you have that list? No, I think I left that list with Bill. Nobody has that list. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to lots of breaking news to talk about. Why? Because Tyre Nichols was killed. Didn't you know this? He was beaten, He was beaten by the police. Tyre Nichols' mother actually made the comment, I wish those cops had not been black. I bet you do. Lottery is a lot better. The beat to death by cop lottery is a lot better when it's white people beating up on black folks. That's right. When it's black folks beating up on black folks, well, it's a little tougher to sell. Even though, I will say this, Cori Bush, Representative Cori Bush, I don't know where she's from, but she said that despite this being black cops, it is still a sign of white supremacy. And she said, let's be clear, merely diversifying police forces will never address the violent racist architecture that underpins our entire criminal legal system. The mere presence of black officers does not stop policing from being a tool of white supremacy. Well, if we apply that logic, then why do we have diversity, equity, and inclusion in anything? Why do we have diversity, equity, and inclusion in colleges and universities? Why do we have to plant black folks places if they just going to be still part of the white hierarchy? What is it called? Some archy. Whatever. The oligarchy. Leftists don't even, I mean, come on. Do they really apply logic to anything? Of course not. She said this, he should be skateboarding and photographing sunsets. But instead, Tyre was beaten to death by Memphis police officers. And let me tell you, you better know. Look at Cori Bush trying to spin this as black and white. You better know, she so wishes these were white boys. The entirety of the Democrats wish these were white boys. This would make life so much easier for them. Why couldn't they have just been white? Oh, boy. So you're going to get a litany in, you know, New York, all these places. They got to, we got to march. We got to do it for Tyre. Look, I don't even know anything about Tyre Nichols. Nothing. I feel for him, his family, in the debt. But let me tell you something. Why did he run? I don't know. There is nothing that's going to make me run if I'm not guilty of anything. Traffic stop. I told you guys. Easy. Hands up. Cooperating. If you drag me, you don't have to drag me out of the car. Give me instruction. I'm coming out. I don't know. What do we, here's what's interesting to me about this case. It's been days. I still don't know what he did. What was the stop for? Somebody made it like, well, he must have slept with one of their wives or something like that. Like, that's what, you know, it was personal. And you could tell, and I'm like, okay, I don't, maybe. That's pure speculation as well, but I don't know that they pull. I've asked this question before. Did they pull him over because it was he had a broken taillight? He didn't signal. Five cops. Let me put it to you this way. I know this in Houston, Texas. This is my friend that worked for Houston. He says, Kev, first cop car. He goes, the third cop car at a scene in Houston, Texas is what he called, and these were his words, the gun car. And that meant they rolled up ready to shoot. They came out of the car, weapons drawn, because the third car, he says, the second car, first car, it's routine. Second car means it's escalating. Third car, he called it the gun car. I'll never forget it. He's a cop for Houston, and he told me, he goes, if you see a third cop car at a scene, duck. Don't be lingering, because shots could be fired. It's like, wow. So I don't know whether that's, you know, protocol across the country. I'm no cop. I've never been a cop. Don't want to be a cop. I wouldn't take that job. That's a hard job. And I don't have the disposition. They would be saying stuff like, there's a road cop out there billy clubbing people for talking smack. What did you do? I just said, you better be, and then I got it. Next thing I knew, I was out. The road cop has struck again, because as soon as you open your mouth negative to me, boop, I'm going to knock you in the head. I'm going to tell you right now, I don't have the disposition. I'm a fighter. I'm always going to be a fighter. Don't misunderstand me. I'm not trying to confront, but I'm saying if you're going to spit on me or try to get in my face or tell me, yeah, well, you put that gun down, I'll put the gun down. I mean, this is the dude, the cop that beats up everybody in public. I would be that dude. I'm not going to lie to you. I would be the guy in, I'm going to tell you, people go, Kevin, you should run for Congress. You should run. Okay, so you obviously want to see the first dude get slapped. I'm going to say which slapped in Congress, because that's exactly what I would do. The minute that one of these lefties came up to me, Joaquin Jeffries or Hakeem Jeffries, talking about, and the man, and it, well, he just slapped. I would do a Will Smith to Chris Rock all throughout Congress with those congressional black circus clowns. That's what I would do. So you don't want me in Congress, because I'm going to start fights. And I'm not going to, it's not going to be, I would be like, well, okay, we could settle it legislatively, or I could just kick your butt when you walk out the Capitol doors. Either way, you pick. That's me. And I want to be truthful about it, because there's no sense playing around. I'm not, don't misunderstand me. I understand decorum. But when it gets beyond that, where it's just silly and it's idiotic. But when it comes to, I believe in authority. If I'm getting arrested, here, take my hands. Let me put it this way. If I get shot by the police and they say he was fleeing, you know it's a lie. Just like if you find me with a needle in my arm in an alley and they go, well, who knew Kevin was a heroin addict? The CIA set me up. I can tell you that. Don't believe it. Anyway, these people are crazy. We got to watch America burn again because a black dude got killed by cops. Sad for his family, but more sad for the country.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Well, we got tons of many, many things that are more important than the story about Tyre Nichols. And again, I hate when we have these types of discussions because there are people out there, Kevin, if that was your brother, it would be important. It'd be very important to me. But in the scheme of things, it would be little. It's that simple. I know how to prioritize. I know how to, rate. I don't know what word I'm fishing for here, but I think you get what my meaning is. I know where we fit in the cosmos. Yes, Tyre Nichols' family is suffering. No person should die over a police stop. I shouldn't say that. That's not true. If you're not doing with what the way he was arrested, he shouldn't be dead. Under any circumstances. He didn't have a weapon. Are you a threat to five people? No. I mean, I know I have some friends that probably could have taken all those cops down, but not him. So there's no reason for him to die. But is there a reason for America to burn? Is there a reason for us to now talk more about police brutality and all the other? This is five people that did the wrong thing. And as one of my friends brought up, he says, yeah, if you would allow police to do what they used to do, which is hire the right people with the right temperament versus now accepting anybody that can fog a mirror, you probably get people that would know how to react in the right way to a guy like this. You could get him later under much better circumstances. So, doesn't this make you reflect back on, I mean, every time one of these things happen, I reflect back on these other cases. George Floyd, there's a guy who essentially burned America down, and he's a drug addict who was trying to pass a phony $20 bill. And the unlucky guy, Derek Chauvin, who was seen putting his knee on his shoulder, which looked like he was putting it on his neck. But you know what the real cause of the problem was? This big 6'8" black dude who was high on various drugs didn't want to surrender. Nobody's going to talk about that. It takes somebody with a pair to say, George Floyd is at fault. And the burning of America over George Floyd, the fact that we even are remembering this clown's name, is a tribute to leftism. And that's not a good tribute. It's a homage to wokeism. When the criminal becomes the victim. Welcome, Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So what do we got to deal with? I mean, we got serious problems in this country. We have a president who is crooked. He's been bought and sold. And he wants you to believe that when he gives you his word, it's his, my word is bond, boy. Word is bond. We say in the black community years ago, we used to say this all the time. When somebody said, man, you're going to do it? You're going to get this done? Man, he's like, word. That's what we would say, word. Then it evolved to bet. We would just give you a one-word comment. And the word was word. And you know what we were saying? My word is my bond. You can count on it. It's my word. And then it went to bet, like you could bet on it. It's a sure bet. Well, Biden wants to give you his word. And it's a sure bet. Let me tell you what he's going to give you as a word on. He won't do anything to heal racial tension. He will not do anything to heal the tension between police and the black community. He will not do anything to help children in the womb. He will not do anything to help black neighborhoods and inner city underprivileged schools by stopping illegal immigration and the invasion that is occurring in this country. He will not stop your kids from dying from fentanyl overdoses because he's not going to stop that product from coming in. He's not going to do any of these things. He's not going to reduce inflation. He's not going to make your stock portfolio go up. He's not going to give you a better job. What he will do is he will spend your money. He wants to give the federal government employees an 8% or something raise right now because he can't create anything. He wants to give the people that do nothing. They don't create anything except bureaucratic nightmares and chaos. And he wants to give them an 8.5% raise. 8-point-something percent. I don't know if it's 8.5, but it's over 8%. Meanwhile, the country's burning. Being looted. Why? Because a dude got killed.
Oh, Kevin, you're so insensitive.
No, I'm not. I feel for Tyre Nichols and his family. I don't know what this dude did. I know this. It's strange to me that they won't tell us. At least I haven't been able to figure it out. Did he have a rap sheet longer than an elephant's trunk? What is the deal with him? Why were they stopping him? And why did it take five cops? And then why did he run? I don't need answers to any of that to feel sorry for him, his family, etc. But I'm not just going to go, oh, well, these bad cops. Man. Yeah, they did something stupid. They did. I'll admit that. There's no reason for this man to get beaten to death. But let me tell you what's going to happen. The fallout. Here's Memphis. Most of the stores that were on Winchester Road were robbed. They were vandalized. Criminal thugs ramming at least two storefronts with a white pickup truck. And then a mob of people raided the stores. You want to know what these clowns hit? They hit GameStop, City Trends, Hibbett Sports, Game Exchange, a pawn shop, a clothing store. Pillaged and plundered. Why? Because they have an excuse. A dude got killed. Do you know him? No, I don't know him. Do you care about him? No. You going to donate money to his family for his, you know, fun? No. Oh, by the way, I don't know what it is, but it was hundreds of thousands of dollars were raised for this guy instantaneously with a GoFundMe. It's probably millions now. Remember, George Floyd, they raised millions for this guy after he was killed. I'm going to tell you, this will sound cruel. You can bet their family members for George Floyd going, shoot, man, I wish George had been killed earlier. They got that money, and all those people, they're living like they run BLM, you know, BLM or locations, buying fancy houses and fancy cars. They're in a whole other stratosphere. All because a dude, a thug, got killed. It's the white man's fault. As Cori Bush said, white supremacy. Do you see the lady holding up the sign that said, white people suck? And she's white? It never ceases to amaze me. Yeah, look, white folks, I tell you people all the time, why are you so apologetic? I wouldn't apologize for a black man for anything you've done. I'd say you have an amazing life and lots of conveniences because of white folks. And I'm not apologizing. You're part of the human race. Either become a part of it and get with the program or get out of my face. That's what I would say.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Big time warnings for those caught in that big time ice storm in Central Texas.
Because of icing, many roads in Texas will remain very dangerous for the next 24 to 48 hours.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott on the ice that's cost at least one death on the roads. Nearly half of the flights out of Dallas's two big airports have been canceled so far today. For now, New York Congressman George Santos will not serve on the two committees he was assigned. The word from House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. The speaker is set to meet with President Biden at the White House tomorrow to talk about the debt ceiling. House Republicans have called for a hike in the ceiling to be tied to budget cuts. The president today said, let's see that budget. A new report from the online bank Lending Club shows 64% of us said in December we are living paycheck to paycheck. That's up from 61% in December of 2021. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We're going to stop the left-wing radical racists and perverts who are trying to indoctrinate our youth, and we're going to get their Marxist hands off of our children. We're going to defeat the cult of gender ideology and reaffirm that God created two genders called men and women. We're not going to allow men to play in women's sports. And by so doing, you know what happens. We're going to save the dignity of women, and we're going to save women's sports itself. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. We're going to bust up the censorship regime and bring back free speech again. We're going to find the deep state actors who have burrowed into government, fire them and escort them from federal buildings, and it'll go very quickly. We're going to stop the appalling weaponization of our justice system. There's never been a justice system like this.
Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson here. That, of course, was former President Donald Trump, who is launching his campaign in South Carolina. And he... boy, that's gloves off right there. Left-wing radicals, the perverts. He called them perverts. And that's what they are. That's the type of talk that has a lot of rhino Republicans go, oh my gosh, I can't believe it. What, skanks? We're going to defeat the cult of gender ideology. You know what he's saying there? How about we just recognize people as human beings? He goes on, he says, men won't play in women's sports. But here's the key phrase. We will save the dignity of women. That's, I got to tell you, talk about abortion and all these other things. What we do as conservatives does more for the women's movement than anything these leftists think they're doing. We value women. You know what frustrates me? A bunch of stuff. But what right now is that we have such great ideas and we can't sell them. Now, I can. If you were to get me on with a bunch of feminists, I'd say, look, y'all can talk. You hairy underarm crowd, you know, wannabe men. You people are ruining women. As opposed to understanding that the average person sees a woman as an amazing... We, as I say, guys on the right, we look at women and go... I'm talking about conservative women, true blue women. We look at them and go, phew, I aspire to be what you... I would aspire to be what Melissa is. I would think the average guy who looks at his spouse or his significant other, he wishes he had those, that lady's qualities. helps you, man, to be able to discern stuff, to be able to step back a moment. I watch, you know, Melissa with our son and go to say to myself, why I wasn't raised that way. Man, I wish somebody had sat me down and would say, okay, so let's talk about what you just did. Are you kidding? Shoot. So we aspire to be, we exalt conservative women, women who value what it is to be a woman. Think about this. The devaluation of women when you can't even define,
you can't really define it.
What do you mean you can't define it? By not able to define it, you devalue it. It has no meaning to you. You know what you, find something that is a family heirloom in, you know, in somebody's family and toss it. It'll look like nothing to you. But give me, okay, Pulp Fiction. You remember what Pulp Fiction, when Bruce Willis goes back to get his daddy's watch? That, it meant everything to him. Nobody else would look at that watch and go, ooh, hey, look at this watch. He could define it. It had definition. Christopher Walken, I had this watch up my butt. That's how I just got it out. Someone had passed, my dad keistered this watch. I keistered it. Now you get to keister it. You know, he's explaining that was a terrible Christopher Walken, but you get the point. He's saying, my daddy handed it down to me when he smuggled it out of Germany up his butt. I'm giving it to you, blah, blah, blah. The watch had meaning. Has no meaning to anybody else. Well, that's what they're doing. The left is devaluing this. Women, what's a woman? I mean, who cares? Nobody cares about a stupid woman. So Trump is saying, look, I'm declaring, and we're going to save women. And he goes on, we're going to find the deep state actors and fire them. He says we're going to bust up the censorship regime and bring back free speech. These are things that, look, I don't know what's going to happen here. I don't know how big that rally was. They only showed Trump, which is a little, you know, scary. Is he getting the thousands of people he got in the past? Because I can tell you this. I can tell you this on authority. The group that wants to get DeSantis in is growing, and it has billionaires behind it. Billionaires all over the country. I can tell you this with authority. I'm not going into detail, but I can tell you that there are people out there, it's already started. And rumor right now is he's going to declare at some point. Now, Trump made the comment it would be an insult for, or like not a violation. In other words, what am I trying to say here? I can't find the exact word, but he looks at it as, you know what, Ron, you shouldn't be doing this. I've helped you. And it's probably true. There's probably a lot of truth into that. And I think that DeSantis wouldn't declare if Trump weren't going after him. But I'll tell you this, don't think it's a DeSantis shoe-in. Because a lot of people, if DeSantis runs, I mean, he's this version of Trump. Don't think Trump's going to lie down. Trump has a track record that he can run on. Outside of COVID, he can run on that track record. Now, that being said, you compare DeSantis' record on COVID and the vaccines to Trump's, DeSantis wins hands down. Where Trump has the advantage is in foreign policy. But if you look at DeSantis and you say, well, what's his take on it? He's just as strong, you know. So I'm just telling you, it will be a slugfest. It will be a slugfest. Anyway, so Trump lays out this thing, not going to weaponize the justice system, etc. And I will say this, Trump has an advantage in draining the swamp. He does. He can say, look, I know what it is. I faced it. Not only did I face it as president, I faced it as a person who they continued to target afterwards. And I'm going to go in here and I'm going to clean it up. And if he can get that going without getting into this petty nonsense and going off script, who knows? But I will say this. He's watered down. They've done a good job, the left have, of watering Trump down. And now you're going to see them building up. I'm just going to tell you, there's mega millionaires and billionaires behind this DeSantis move. I know it. So we'll see what happens. But I want to go back to Donald Trump talking about the perverts. Because the when you look at the perverts, the culmination of leftism, I'm going to give you a story that examines it, and it's a great metaphor for the insanity of leftism, because leftism ends up in two things, mayhem or death. Those are your choices. No matter how leftism is made to look on paper or sound, it will end up in one of those two things. It's either going to be mayhem, chaos, or death. I'm saying mayhem and chaos. I'm not making it two separate things. It's chaos, right? Chaos or death. So here's a story. Canada continues to fall further into a dystopia. This is what Trump is fighting against. Now a man is asking for assisted suicide after a regretted sex change operation. Both of which promoted by the federal, by the Canadian government and funded by taxpayers. His sex change operation and his assisted suicide. A biological male post-op transsexual of 14 years requested to be eligible for Canada's euthanasia program called Medical Aid in Dying. They call it MAID, M-A-I-D. And the person's name is, Twitter name is Duchess Lois. He says, hello, my name is Lois. I'm an Alberta First Nations person of Treaty 6, meaning he's an indigenous Indian, if you will. Also, I'm a post-op transsexual of 13 years, which they said 14 years. In 2009, I was rushed into having SRS before I was ready, resulting in immediate regret and sterilization. If I could turn back time and do my transition again with the knowledge I have today, would I? And he goes on to chronicle the things, the problems that he's experiencing post-op. And we played a clip of a girl who said, I wanted to be a boy, and it was a horrible decision. He was forced to do it and would never do it again. And now she's a multi-million dollar part of the medical system. I see why Trump made this one of his planks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ag Council.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
We have a president whose son's laptop from hell gets taken over and exposes massive corruption like nobody's ever seen before. You think the father, do you ever hear this? Do you think the father was upset? Dad, I left my laptop in a repair shop. Forgot to pick it up, and this repair guy went a little crazy when he saw what was on it. What's on it, son? Every crime that you've ever committed, father. Now, at what point does the father get angry? You know, like, this kid is not working out well for me. And then the FBI goes and convinces the media that it's Russian disinformation. Remember, they went over to see the people at Twitter and other media and other agencies also, but the FBI, can you imagine the good old FBI? I can't, it's hard to believe what's happened there. This is Russian disinformation. So if you hear anything about it, don't put it in, don't write, don't do it. Don't do it. You better not do it. Because it's Russian disinformation. It's not true. Even though they know that's a lie that they're telling them. And instead of doing that, they come after Trump. Let's go after Trump. Let's raid Mar-a-Lago.
Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson here. Trump, you know, in a weird way and in his own Trumpian way, makes the bigger points. He says, you got Hunter Biden with a laptop, the laptop from hell. And what's it got on it? All of Joe Biden's secrets. And it does. He's not exaggerating at all. It's got everything that the guy has done. And the FBI can't seem to find their way to it. He can't seem to find any evidence. And then Trump makes the bigger point that the FBI is colluding with these guys, looking for evidence from me, raiding Mar-a-Lago. Meanwhile, guess what? All the while, Joe Biden's got all these secret documents, classified documents. They're in five different locations at two different universities. He doesn't want to share the data with you, but it's available to anybody that Hunter wants to see it. What else is this Joe Biden giving Hunter access to? That's a good question, right? Have we thought about that? That's what we know, you know, that Hunter could have had access to. What about what Joe's saying, look, I know this is, you're not supposed to know this, but here you go. Like that email we talked about the other day where Hunter is, you know, he didn't write that. It was a State Department email. And right before that, Hunter says, my guy's coming over to Ukraine, and a week later, who goes? Joe Biden. Oh, let's not forget, Hunter said to his partner, get a burner phone. We don't want to be using our phone on this stuff. Who does business with burner phones? I do business. I call from my regular phone. Not Hunter. He needs burner phones. So here's what I'm at, what I guess I'm curious about, because Trump's under fire. The left want to get him. The right want to get him even more than the left. It's true. Hate to tell you this, but it is true. And I use my finger quotes. Conservatives that call themselves conservatives, they get butt hurt for Trump over different things. And the one thing I will tell you Trump really makes me mad about is the Wu Flu stuff. If he would just come out and say, you know what? They fooled me on COVID. Never should have done Operation Warp Speed. I see what they've done. I've yet to hear him really admit to that. If he did that, I think he'd win a lot of people over. He'd say, you know what? When I get back in there, I'm never going to let these guys pull the wool over my eyes like they did before. I'm going to know what's going on with the New World Order, the Great Reset, all of it. Because when you're talking about the deep state, you can't become part of it. And here's the other thing, Donald. You can't go hiring people like Pence. You can't go bringing on people like Anthony Scaramucci. Omarosa, is that her name? You can't bring on people like that. People that are, she was a Democrat, a friend of mine, a Democrat turned Republican. Look at the number of people that have turned on Trump. This guy's got to make better personnel decisions. You got to stop the leakers. Forget that girl's name. I met her. She was running the DNC with Reince Priebus. You got a clean house, man. And where's the discussion of Trump's taxes? Remember that they got released. They did everything they could. They fought for years to get Trump's taxes, and they get them. And what about it? However, Joe Biden, who has his taxes on his website, takes it down, takes 2016 to 2018 down, and the media says nothing. 6 years of Trump's federal tax returns were released recently. They show that he paid little in federal income taxes. First and last year of his presidency, he claimed huge losses that helped limit his tax bill. These were among other revelations. In other words, Trump took advantage of every rule that is written by the IRS for him to do what he does. What did anybody expect?
And part of me almost says, Trump, why'd you fight it? I think you fight on principle. You say, look, I'm going to fight you on principle. Nobody else should have to do it. But if I were Trump, I'd say, I'm going to release him, but I'll release him under these circumstances, that you dig into Joe Biden's taxes. See, that would have been Trumpian. Who are his advisors that won't tell him, look, let's make some hay out of this? I'll release him right now. But you have to agree, you're going to look into Joe Biden's and Hunter Biden's taxes. How about that? For the same tax years. And then you can have mine. So they say, the culmination of a battle over their disclosure that went to the Supreme Court. But Trump had losses he carried forward. $105 million loss in 2015 and $73 million in 2016. That's what happens. You carry it forward. So the Joint Committee on Taxation, which reviewed the returns, flagged that Trump had claimed a large number of questionable items on his tax returns, including eyebrow-raising amounts of interest he claims to have received from loans to his children that the bipartisan committee said could indicate Trump was disguising gifts. You ready for the numbers? In each of the year of his presidency, for example, Trump claimed he received exactly $18,000 in interest on a loan he gave to his daughter Ivanka, $8,715 in interest from his son Donald Jr., and in 2017 to 2019, he received exactly $24,000 from his son Eric. Eric paid him $19,605 in interest in 2020. So here's what's interesting about this tax case to me. Donald Trump got a loan from his father that he paid back. Apple not falling far from the tree. His kids came to him and said, hey, Dad, can you loan us some money for whatever, whatever? Sure. Make it a loan. You're going to pay me back, just like I did your grandfather. They look at it as, woof, that's strange. And you know what their deal was? They said it was round numbers. They didn't like that they were round numbers. Like, instead of it being 18,605, which is not a round number, by the way, they said it should have been $18,604.49. Or three. I don't know what they wanted. 18,603? 19,603? What did you want? What would have satisfied you? You want the short answer? Absolutely nothing. So, I'm surprised they aren't saying, there's Trump loaning his kids money. Or, why did the Trump kids even need money? Look at all the money he's got. He should just be giving his kids money. This says so much. Donald Trump, I look at what he gave to politicians, and I understand now why he gave so little. Donald Trump was probably the most frugal billionaire on the planet. He gave nothing, peanuts. If you got a big donation from Trump, it was 50 grand. That's not billionaire type. That's not a person willing to buy you. That's a person saying, I'll get in the game, but I'm not going to buy you. I just want access. And he was so smart because he could keep you on the hook. Like, yeah, you can get a little bit, and maybe you'll get a lot, but here's a little bit. And he kept them on the hook. There is nothing wrong with these numbers. But contrast that with Joe Biden going from $400,000 in 2016 to $11.5 million in 2017, $4 or $5 million in 2018, and in 2019, $944,000. He had a drop-off because Hunter maybe didn't have quite the access. Hunter wasn't able to put those deals together quite the way they wanted. But how do you get that kind of a boost? Oh, Kevin, you got all those book deals. You had speaking engagements. Lies. All lies. So what's going to save Trump this time around? Maybe nothing. If this is the best they got, they better find something else. They are actually making Trump into a martyr of sorts.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.